money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk money.
The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
Welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcashtv.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. yo, my voice. I need a lemon. I need some water. I need some rest. ASAP. ASAP. Like, not yesterday. Wow, I need a darker shirt. Not yesterday, but today. Because man, I've been going back to back and my voice. I did 10 episodes in 2 days. The grind, Tenacious Unchosen, top of the morning, Pink Sapphire, top of the morning, Kodak Moment, top of the morning, Miss Laced Luxuries, top of the morning. Current salute, peace and blessings, King. Papa Slay, Orlando, top of the morning. Oasis, Bloomers Femme, Bloom Sir, Rap Him, blessings. Adiva Secret Closets, blessings. Iris Palmer, Sunny San Diego's in the building. Latricia G's in the building. Very much Topper is in the building. The back community is in the building. Anaya Yah is in the building. Nagasi Legacy Group is in the building. Peace of Blessings. Blessings 3D is in the building. J Monique is in the building. The Bud is in the building. Trey Three Kings is in the building. 888 is in the building. Slim God Strength, Peace and Blessings. He's in the building. yeah, Ramaya Trask is in the building. Salute. Stay Fly LA is in the building. All right, y'all. So let's salute. So we'll start with the daily aspiration today, actually, because man, my voice. We'll start with the daily aspiration this morning. Ramaya Trash, appreciate the badge, love. Stacey J is in the building. Let's throw the beat back on. Let's throw the beat back on. Because one day we shall be free, right? All, right? Not some of us, right? Not one day some of us will be free. One day we all be free. Someday we'll all be free. Happy Throwback Thursday, my high achievers. Welcome to the day you raised your bar and do it better than you've ever done it before. Today's daily aspiration is dedicated to aiming the highest. If excellence is even an option, why settle for anything less? You are great right now. Anything you put your mind to will be yours. The problem is that some of our belief systems are so low that all we've been aiming for is what seems possible or probable. Aim high. Stop wasting your energy on the norm and what's average. Be the greatest that you are and get out of life what you truly deserve. Average is as close to the bottom as it is to the top. Go beyond and believe in your power to do the impossible. Those who think they can and those who think they can't are both right. Be the former and aim high, higher than you've ever aimed before. Raise your bar. Impossible is nothing. I'll leave you with a couple of quotes. First one's by Michelangelo, and it says, the greater danger for most of us lies in not settling our aim too high, falling short, but in settling our aim too low and achieving our bar. That's a bar. Let me turn this off real quick. That's a bar. I, I need y'all to get that. I need y'all to get that. I need y'all to get that. I need y'all to understand that. The greatest danger for most of us lies not in selling our aim or look, say this again. I didn't say it right. I need y'all to get this. The greater danger for most of us is not in setting our aim too high and falling short, but in setting our aim too low and achieving our mark. I'm gonna say that one more time. The greater danger for most of us lies not in setting our aim too high and falling short, but in setting our aim too low and achieving our mark. Yo, you know how many of us are setting our aim so low, like what seems possible, what seems probable, then we reach that mark and we realize that it's not enough. And we realize like, oh, that's it. And we realize like, oh, that was easy. And now we don't have the fulfillment, right? Like, it's time to aim higher. I'll be 100% honest with you. It's time to aim higher. You know what I'm saying? Because if excellence is even an option, why are we settling for anything less? Why not just be great right now? Right? Why not affirm, right, that anything that we put our minds to will be ours? Why not make that declaration right now? Right? Because a lot of us are only aiming for what seems possible or probable. Oh yeah, that seems possible, so I'm gonna do it. Right? But the truth of the matter is, yo, it's time to stretch. It's time to stretch. Why are we wasting our energy on the norms of what's average? Why are we wasting our energy? Why can't we just be the greatest and get out of life what we truly deserve? Why, like, what are we waiting for? What are we actually waiting for? You know what I'm saying? What are we actually waiting for? Why we just can't get out of life what we actually, you know, deserve, right? Because when you average is as close to the bottom, right? Average is as close to the bottom as it is to the top. So why stay average? You aren't made in the image and likeness of God to be average, right? God is the greatest. God is the greatest. Like there's none other than God, right? God is the greatest. Is the greatest. Like there's nothing else, right? So if God is the greatest and you're made in the image and likeness of God, then how are you settling the average? How are you okay with average? How are you okay with average? How are you okay with just being good? Right? How are you okay with just being good? Serious question. It's a serious question. Hey yo, how you doing? Oh yeah, I'm good. Oh, you good? You good? Oh, you good? Nah, you not good. You made in the image and likeness of God. You made in the image and likeness of God. How you good? And you okay saying I'm good? Yo, how you? Oh yeah, I'm good. You okay with that? You okay being good? Like, nah, yo, it's time to walk with God. It's time to like stop limiting yourself. You know what I'm saying? Stop limiting yourself. Stop limiting yourself.
You want to walk around these roaches. Nah, these is roaches. These is mere mortals. I'm trying to push you to supreme being. You don't want to embrace your destiny. You don't want to go into the dark with lonely. You can't handle the pain of
business bully. What up, Dave? Hey, yo, tonight's the night. We've been finding, so I ain't good to give you promo, but tonight's the night, though.
Use your mind power to get what you want now.
What you want now?
First of all, you have to use your mind power to believe in yourself. The religious people would say to me, oh yes, Reverend Ike, you're telling people about believing in themselves, but what about believing in God? Well, who do you think God is?
Yep.
God has no personality except in man.
In man and as man.
And God is not a big man in the sky. God is the real man in me.
God is in you.
We have another way of saying it. And I want to give you this prayer of affirmation to take with you so that you can have what you want now. God is the presence and power within me right now. God is the mastermind working through me now. Now, people say, well, Reverend Ike, what about believing in God? Please hear me. Your faith is no good until you learn to have faith in yourself. How in the world can you believe in somebody in the sky and you don't even believe in the somebody in you? How in the world can you believe in a Jesus that walked in Galilee and not believe in the God that walks in you? Oh, I think we're getting through. Somebody say, wow. How much faith you may have in a God of the sky until you learn to have faith in the God in you, your faith is dead. It's no good to you.
We want to walk around these stones and they culture with them, they soul that what defines these, what these silly looks on their faces. You want to walk around with them or you want to walk with God? Make up your
little slow, my God.
God in the sky is no good to you. Only God in you is of any benefit to you. The most important thing in the world is what you believe about yourself. That's the most important thing. Your entire experience is fabricated out of what you believe about yourself. And mind you, I always have to point this out. It is not important what other people believe about you.
It's only important what you believe about yourself.
You have to be the kind of person that you can believe in. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to be truthful with yourself. You have to be
decent within yourself.
And then you can believe in yourself. Once you learn to believe in yourself correctly, you are no longer worried about what other people are thinking or saying about you. Hear this, until you learn to believe in yourself regardless of what other people say or think, you're not going to get very far. Now, someone may be asking, well, Reverend, how do I believe in myself? How do I go about it? Well, first of all, you have to believe that God is within you. God does not work for you from up in the sky.
God works for you.
God works for you from within
your very own mind.
And I want you to make a personal affirmation out of that.
God works for me from within my very own mind.
Come on, say that to yourself. God works for me
from within my very own mind.
You want to talk about your reasons, big reasons, pupils.
The truth has set you free. The truth has set you free. Yo, so. I don't know who needs to hear this, but it's time. It's been time, though.
Hey,
now it's really time.
Right now, you're tuned in to Mind Right Radio.
Yo, I don't
elevate
know.
Elevate your mind. Elevate your life.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but it's time. It's been time. But it's time to stop playing small. Right? It's time to take your space. You know what I'm saying? It's time to take your space. Because what?
Everything that I need, I already have. Everything that I have is all that I need. Anything I desire, I will receive, because my reality is created by me. I am successful, I am peaceful, I am free, I am wise, I am potential energy, and like a phoenix, I should rise. I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am power, I am talent, I am mind, I am body, I am spirit, I am balanced, I am enlightened, I am fearless, I am inside the realm of time. I am a part of the all, and I am one with the divine. Energy, energy, energy. Everything that I need,
yep.
I already have.
Yep.
Everything that I have is all that I need. Everything that I need, I already have. Everything that I have is all that I need. Everything that I need, I already have. Everything that I have is all that I need. Anything I desire, I will receive, because my reality is created by me. I am successful, I am peaceful, I am free, I am wise, I am potential energy, and like a phoenix, I should rise. I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am power, I am talent, I am mind, I am body, I am spirit, I am balanced, I am enlightened, I am fearless, I am inside the realm of time. I am a part of the all, and I am one with the divine. Energy, 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 all around on the outside of the enemy.
Yo, I'll upload it today. It's not on there yet.
For my enemies are energy, energy, energy.
You are now tuned into Mind Right Radio. Elevate your mind.
You elevate your life.
Stop being a...
Stop being a perfectionist.
It's very important for you to believe that you are the one. Most people, they raise a family, they earn a living, and then they die. They stop growing, they stop working on themselves, they stop stretching, they stop pushing themselves. That a lot of people like to complain, but they don't want to do anything about their situation. The fear of failure. What if things don't work out? And the fear of success. What if they do and I can't handle it? These are not risk takers.
You spend so much time with other people. You spend so much time trying to get people to like you. You know other people more than you know yourself. You study them. You know about them. You want to hang out like them. You want to be just like them. And you know what? You invested so much time in them, you don't know who you are. I challenge you to spend time by yourself.
It's necessary that you get the losers out of your life if you want to live your dream. But people who are running toward their dreams, life has a special kind of meaning.
When you become the right person, what you do is you start separating yourself from other people. You begin to have a certain uniqueness. As long as you're following other people, as long as you're being a copycat, you will never, ever be the best copycat in the world. But you will be the best you could be. I'm challenging you to define your value.
That everybody won't see it. That everybody won't join you. That everybody won't have the vision. It's necessary to know that. That you are an uncommon breed. Someone's opinion
Doug Jeff, what up, my G?
Your reality. That you don't have to go through life being a victim. And even though you face disappointments, you have to know within yourself that I can do this. Even if no one else sees it for me, I must see it for myself. There are times that want to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass.
No.
No matter how bad it is.
Los, no.
Or how bad it gets. I'm going to make it. It's necessary that you align yourself with people and attract people into your business who are hungry, people who are unstoppable and unreasonable, people who are refusing to leave life just as it is and who want more. The people that are living their dream of finding winners to attach themselves to. The people that are living their dreams of a people that know that if it's going to happen, it's up to them.
It's up to you.
If you want to be more successful, if you want to have...
Keys, Keys, what up, my G?
Number two, I'm asking you to invest in me.
Brother Keys, invest
in you. You accept yourself as you see yourself beyond your fears, and you don't accept yourself...
Temperature, nah, what up, what up?
You begin to see that you are more important than any fear that you have. Most people do.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure.
I must see my mind's eye, see myself, confronting my fears, handling my fears. I'm more than able.
When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
I fail. It's 10 times more of a man. And someone says, what if? Because what if never went to the arena? You go after it, you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man.
It's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money, when all your energy goes, when you have nothing left. That's when it's showtime.
That's when it's showtime.
You find a way out of no way. When you find breath that you don't have. When you find energy that did not exist. When you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way. It's necessary to work on myself. Become creative. It's me. I got to make it happen.
It's me. I got to make it happen.
And some of you right now, you want to be, you know what I'm saying? You want to go to the next level. I want a counsel. You know, I want to be an engineer. I want to be a doctor. Listen to me. You can't get to that level. You can't get to the level economically where you want to be until you start investing in your mind. You're not reading books. I'm challenging y'all to go to college. I dare you to invest time. I dare you to be alone. I dare you to spend an hour getting to know yourself. When you become who you are, when you become the person that you were created to be, designed to be who you were designed to be, when you become an individual, what you do is you take yourself and you start separating yourself from other people. Sometimes you get to a place where people don't like you and don't even bother you no more. Why? Because you're not concerned with trying to make them happy, because you're trying to grow up. You're trying to get to the next level. I need you to invest in your mind. Invest in your mind. When you still talk about your dream, when you still talk about your goal, but you have not done anything, just take the first step.
That you can make your parents proud, you can make your school proud, you can touch millions of people's lives, and the world will never be the same again because you came this way. After we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through. What if we have that kind of attitude? The cause we possess, nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off. Reviewing it every day and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
It's not over until I win.
Right now you're talking and tuning in. MindRightRadio.com.
It's time, y'all.
MindRightRadio.com.
It's time.
Tuned in. Elevation for another level. MindRightRadio.com.
Yo, it's time, y'all. It's time. You know what I'm saying? And it's time. To take full responsibility for your life. It ain't your mama. It ain't your daddy. What, how that song? It's me, oh, me, oh, Lord. How that song go? Not my mama, not my daddy, not my sister, not my... it's me, oh, Lord. Right? I need you to take full responsibility.
Responsibility for what happens to you.
Full responsibility.
It's one of the highest forms of human maturity.
Full responsibility.
Full responsibility.
Yep.
It's the day you know you've passed from childhood to adulthood. The day you accept full responsibility.
Yep.
And another note. Learn to reap in the fall without apology. Without apology if you do well. And without complaint if you don't. That's maturity. I used to have that long list of reasons why I wasn't doing well. To explain. You've got to explain, right? Otherwise, you're going to look bad.
It's me.
I used to have this funny list called Reasons for Not Looking Good. I used to blame the government. I mean, you can believe that or not. It was at the top of my list. I had a lecture second to none. The government. That was on my list. I used to blame taxes. Look what you got left after they take everything. And they expect you to do well. That was on my list. Prices, that one's easy, right? You walk into the supermarket with $20, come out with a little half bag. So I had that on the list. I used to blame the weather. I blamed the traffic. I used to blame my car. I blamed the manufacturers. I used to blame the company. I blamed company policy. I used to blame the training program. I blame my negative relatives. They were always putting me down. I blame my cynical neighbors. They're just selfish, looking out for themselves. Won't loan you money? They were on my list. I used to blame the economy. I blame the community. That's a pretty good list for not doing well, isn't it? I thought it was good. I'll never forget one day. Mr. Shope was very kind, but he was also very blunt. And this was no exception. And I'm glad he was blunt. There's a lot of things I'd have missed if he hadn't been blunt. One day, with sort of a curious look on his face, he said, Jim, just out of curiosity, tell me, how come you haven't done well up until now? Excellent question. I thought, well, so I won't look too bad, I'll go through my list. And this list I just gave you, I put that on him. And he was very patient. He let me go through the whole thing, the government, the weather. I went through this whole thing. When I finished, he looked my list over very carefully. He said, Mr. Owen, big problem with your list. You ain't on it. How brilliant. When I went to work for him a few months later, I learned very quickly to tear up my list, reasons for not doing well, and I threw it away. And I got me a fresh piece of paper. And I put one word on it. Me.
Me. It's all you.
There's a black heritage spiritual that says it's not my mother, nor my father, nor my brother, nor my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
See, I used to blame everything outside. And then let me give you a little philosophy that helped turn my life around. For your notes, here it is. It's not what happens that determines the quality or the quantity of your life. It's not what happens. And the reason is because what happens happens to about everybody. No different. The sun went down on all of us last night. A common event, a happening. And I found out that the same things can happen to two different people. One gets rich and one stays poor. Why is that? It's because it's not what happens, but rather it's what you do that changes everything. So that's a key phrase. It's not what happens, it's what you do. What happens is about the same. You might put that in parentheses here. Same. What people do, that's what's different.
That's what's different. What are you going to do with what happened?
Right, everything can happen. I've heard all the stories. I've been one of the stories. Hey, we could all tell stories all night long, right? Happenings. Anything can happen. Have you heard of Murphy's Laws? Anybody here heard of Murphy's Laws? Okay, most of you have. Murph had these laws. One of them was, if anything can go wrong, it will. That's one of Murphy's Laws. He was not one of the great positive speakers of the day. But anyway, it's still true though, right? Anything can go wrong, everything can go wrong. For sure. I've fallen out of the sky so many times. Once to the tune of a couple of million. Devastating. Took me a while to survive that one. Now, it wasn't all that much, but it was all I had. I mean, that's when it's much, right? When it's all you got. If you got three, two go, you got one left. You ain't looking that bad. But when it all goes, has anybody been there when it all went? Anybody? Come on, rest you liars. Hey, we've all been there, right? When it all went. Of course, it used to be a long time ago, right? When you ran out of money, got to zero, you were all through. Heck, now you can whistle right on by zero, right? They will bury you. That's what they will do. But see, those are the happenings, right? Everything can happen. Anything can happen. But it's not the happenings. It's what you do about it. Somebody says, yeah, but you don't understand the disappointments I've had. Come on. Everybody's had their share. Disappointments are not special gifts reserved for the poor. Everybody has them. The difference is what you do about it. It's not the weather. I used to blame the weather, and I discovered it rains on the rich. So see, that won't help. Two men wake up one morning, there's a rainstorm on. One of them looks out his window, sees the rainstorm, and he says, wow, what a storm. With weather like this, they can't expect you to go out and make sales. He stays home. Same morning, the other guy looks out his window, sees the same storm, says, wow, what a storm. But he says, you know what, with weather like this, what a great day to go out and make sales. Most everybody will probably be home, especially the sales. See, that's the difference in how your life works out. It's not what happens, it's what you do. So here's one of the key questions of the evening. Starting tomorrow, what are you going to do that'll make a change in your life's direction? Good question. What are you going to do starting tomorrow that'll make a difference?
What are you going to do?
Now, see, if you don't do something starting tomorrow that'll make a difference, guess what? It's going to be the same.
It's going to be the same.
And see, that way you can guess what the next 5 years are going to be like. Look at the last five. Because the next five are going to be like the last five unless you, Major Key, tomorrow, change it all. Or change a little, or change something, or don't change. It's choice time. You can do whatever you want. But it's nice to know any day you wish you can change your whole life. What can you do starting tomorrow that'll make a difference? Good question. What can you do with economic chaos, massive disappointment? What can you do with a broken heart? What can you do when it won't work? Good question. So if I had a word with you tonight, one-on-one, just you and me, I think my personal advice to you would be, this year, 1981, reach down inside of you and come up with some more of those remarkable human gifts. They're there, waiting to be utilized. And then change anything for you you want to change.
Yep.
And I challenge you to do that because you can change. If you don't like how it is for you, change it. If it doesn't suit you, change it.
Yep.
If it doesn't please you, change it. If it isn't enough,
change it.
And I challenge you to do that because you can change.
You can change.
See, you don't ever have to be the same again.
You never
tonight.
Have to be the same
only
again.
By choice.
Only by choice.
Take full responsibility for what happens to you. It's one of the highest
forms of human maturity.
Accepting full responsibility.
It's the day you know from childhood to adult, the day you accept responsibility.
And another note: learn to reap in the fall without apology, if you do well, and without complaint if you don't. That's maturity.
If you change your mind, could you change your life? Mind Right Radio. Inspiration and motivation 25/8. That's all the time. More than humanly possible. Elevation on another level.
Okay. All right, y'all. So you got to take full responsibility for your life, right? And why is that? Because what? You owe you. You don't owe nobody else, but you owe you.
You can't dangle something in front of my face that I don't want that. And yep. Many of you are taking anything that you don't know what you want.
That's
so if I can do one thing for you when you leave this room, I don't want nothing from you but for you to leave this room and know what you want. What do you want in your marriage? What do you want with your son and your daughter? What do you want in your health? What do you want financially? Like, how much money do you want to make a year? What do you want to drive? How do you want to live? Stop just waking up like an accident. What do you want? And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it. The reason why I speak with so much passion, E.T., why do you speak with so much authority? Because I'm talking about my life, not something that I read. I ain't out of trash cans. I had no business being out of trash cans. I lived in abandoned buildings. I had no business living in abandoned buildings. But E.T., your daddy wasn't in your life. Your mom was a teenage mother. You grew up, come on, look at your shirt. That's not an excuse. There is no excuse for not living up to your full potential. No excuse. I told you, I didn't get a new daddy. I didn't get a new mama. What changed? I changed. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying, I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said, I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight.
I'm going to work.
I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power, every single day. I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim. Now, let me say this before I move forward, and I can't explain it, but you better feel me.
Yep.
Winners win, and losers lose. I can't explain it any better than that. I don't know how it happens, but winners win. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture. I can't explain it to you, but you better stop making excuses and find a way to win. Because once you start winning, you go from 1,500 to 3,000 to 5,000 to 7,000. You remember, see? From 7 to 10. Nothing changed. We're still in the basement. We don't have a building. We still use the garage for all of our products. We don't have business cards. We don't have a five-year plan. We don't have a three-year plan. How do you do it? The easy wake up and grind. Winners win. I focus more on winning than I focus on structure. I focus on winning. And when you become a winner, they start seeing you with winners. You get from being a loser, low self-esteem, doubt, and fear. You can find your way on this side, guys. You know what's so funny? We want people to make guarantees to us, but we're not willing to make guarantees to ourselves. I'm gonna say it again. Like somebody gave you a guarantee, $30 guarantee. In 30 days, if you don't make what they told you was gonna make, in 30 days you got an attitude, you want your money back. But you never demanded your money back from yourself. You never looked at yourself in the mirror and said, you let you die. Until you get to that point, you let you die. You're not brave enough. You want to put it on somebody else. The reason why I'm not successful is because of my boss. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I'm not getting up on time. I'm not going to work on time. I'm not putting in 120% when I'm at work. I let me down. And when you get to the point where you can say you let you down, I don't care. Listen to me, no disrespect. I don't care about Glenn. That's not why I do what I do. And I love Glenn. I don't come here and do what I do so Glenn can affirm me, so he can give me a pat on my back. I care more about me than I care about what Glenn thinks about me. I have standards.
I have standards.
I have value. I don't care how much you pay me. If I speak at an elementary school for $300, I chose to do that.
Yep.
For $300. If I chose to speak at a prison for free, I chose to do that. And I will not go in there giving those prisoners less than what somebody pays me $100,000. Why? Because I value myself enough
yep.
to give 120%. Well, don't do it. That's the problem with some of you. You always want to blame other people. You want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. You just said you give a
50%.
You owe you an explanation.
You owe you an explanation.
You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. You need to tell you no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts, no more. No, we're working out now. No more alcohol. Not right now. I can't handle it right now. You need to tell you that you owe you something. Stop going back to, you keep going to the mall with the receipt. This is what y'all said it was. Glenn, you didn't do what you said you was going to do. Well, you didn't do what you were supposed to do, so how am I going to do what I'm supposed to do for you? You walk out of this room, you owe yourself. I didn't get here making excuses. You can't make me want what I don't want.
Yo. You owe yourself. Last but not least.
You are not tuned into Mind Right Radio. Elevate your mind.
You elevate your life. Yo, we ain't got time to play. I ain't got time to play with y'all today.
We all survived something we would be here. But some of us survive with everything working for us. It means that when you wait, you don't just sit down like you're sitting at the bus stop, listlessly, aimlessly looking into the wind and the weather, waiting on the bus to come. It means that while you're waiting, you ought to be doing push-ups and jumping jacks and lifting up barbells because you're renewing your strength. What are you renewing your strength for? Because you need to be strong enough to bear the weight of the favor that God's going to release on your life. It's amazing how you can be sustained by a thing you can't even describe. You can't even tell people what it's like. But you just know that something is about to happen. If there's anybody who knows what I'm talking about, you just knew something. I don't care what it looks like your season. I don't care whether you're 17 or 77. When God gets ready to bless you, he says it's never too late for you to get what you need. And I'm telling you today that it is dangerous to give up too soon. People get upset when you got your blessing outside of them. There are some other folk in this room who survived, didn't have this, didn't have that, didn't have the other, didn't have help, didn't have a husband, sometimes didn't have a job, sometimes didn't have a friend.
Sometimes you had to push yourself. Sometimes you had to encourage yourself. You never had everything working at one time, but you were moving. You were in the dark, but you were still fighting in the dark, working in the dark, bought your house in the dark, raised your kids in the dark. You know God was on your side. You didn't have what they had, but you waited it.
But whoever you are, I want you to understand this is the time. This is the moment you've been waiting on. You've been waiting all of your life to get to the point that you are right now. You're in the right place at the right time for a miracle to break loose in your life. If it had happened 10 years ago, you couldn't have handled it. If it had happened 3 years ago, you wouldn't have been mature enough to handle it. You had to go through everything you went through in the dark to get you tough enough and strong enough and courageous enough and tenacious enough. And now you're ready. Slap somebody, say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
This ain't no time to cry. You feel like I can't even have good grief.
Everybody
gotta pick up the pace. That's why I can't deal with people who cannot pick up the pace. Don't be scrolling when I got a 911 on you. I need people who can pick up the pace. And do not allow the cares of this world to destroy your passion for living. You have to run after it. Success is always difficult. I would rather aim for the stars and not hit them than to not aim at all. I would rather go after it and not get it than not go after it at all. I'd rather try and fail than not try at all. I don't want to live with the idea, wonder what would have happened had I done more with my life. I'm going to go for it, come hell or high water. I'm going after my destiny. You got to run after
your destiny.
You can't stroll,
after your destiny.
You can't walk after your destiny. Somebody hold on. Run after your destiny. Do not stroll, do not walk, do not meander, do not wander, but roll after your destiny.
You gotta run.
You can't just wake up in the morning, let me see what's gonna happen today. I don't know what I'm gonna do, I don't know what I'm gonna wear, I don't know what I'm gonna cook, I don't know where I'm gonna go. I just woke up. Oh, you should stay in the bed.
Give the day to somebody
who's going to run after their destiny. Give the day to somebody who has a plan, who has a strategy, because success is never an accident. And if you don't want it,
get out of my way.
Because there are some people who want to do something with their life who will run. Destiny. Do not stroll, do not walk, do not meander, do not wander, but roll after your destiny. You gotta run. You can't just wake up in the morning, let me see what's gonna happen today.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know what I'm gonna wear. I don't know what I'm gonna cook. I don't know where I'm gonna go. I just woke up. Oh, you should stay in the bed. Give the day to somebody who's gonna run.
Who's gonna run after their destiny.
Give the day to somebody who has a plan, who has a strategy, because success is never an accident. And if you don't want it, get out of my way. Because there are some people who want to do something with their life, who will run.
Who will run. And yo, now is the time, y'all. Yo. It's time. I need y'all to go hard.
Go hard today,
y'all.
I am in control of what I do at any moment. When I take control of my time, I take control of my life. When I have a large task to perform, instead of procrastinating, I remind myself that every step I take is one step closer towards my goal. I know that a 1,000-mile journey begins with a single step. My life is becoming more and more pleasant each time I take steps forward towards my goal. The world is my oyster when I achieve my goals by saying no to procrastination and taking control of my time. I can do whatever I put my mind to. I use time efficiently. People admire my decisiveness. I am good at making decisions. I am always positive. I always achieve my goals. I make plans and follow them through. While others talk, I make things happen. I get things done. I am a doer. I enjoy getting things done. I am in control of what I do at any moment. When I take control of my time, I take control of my life. When I have a large task to perform, instead of procrastinating, I remind myself that every step I take is one step closer towards my goal. I can do whatever I put my mind to. I use time to listen. I always achieve my goals.
All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all. And yo, tonight, powerful episode, Inside the Vault with Ash Cash. We got my brother Dave Anderson, the business bully. Yo, one of the best episodes we did, yo. You know, truly one of the best episodes. that we did. So make sure y'all tap in tonight. It's going to be inspirational. It's going to be funny. It's going to bless your life. I promise you. So make sure y'all tap in tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, inside the vault. Yeah. I need the rest. So I'll see y'all, because I've been gone all week. So I'll be resting today. But I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in, tuning in. As always, the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
True. I manage my money wisely. I focus on my goals. My self-worth and net worth are building every day.
Appreciate the badge love, y'all. Buy trash. Thank you for the badge love. 734 Miscellaneous, Panther Inc. Graphics, Business Bully, J. Monique, Reverend Charles, Don Oliver, Patrick Watkins, Ajiva Secret Closet, Offensive Purpose, Pastor Sid, Miss Tip, Passion for You Within, Raina, Dossie Legacy Group. Y'all love y'all. I'll see y'all tomorrow in God's will. Everything in God's will. I'll see you tomorrow in God's will. Same time, same place. Yo, love. Hey, yo, you too. I appreciate y'all. Melanie C, Soul on Ice, James Coleman, Cannon Coltrane, Sandra Villarreal, David Graham, Forrest Whitaker, Forrest Whitaker's eye. That's hilarious. Martin Ross too. Thrills Media, Kai Mathis, Nine Blue Samurai. Yo, all of y'all, love y'all, man. Appreciate you. Salute, salute. All right, y'all. Peace, 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 peace.